encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, September 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the Tigers won to get into the playoffs. They wrapped it up while Pastor Chadfield was down at the game on Friday night in Detroit. But they partied so much, stayed up so late. They absolutely laid an egg on both Saturday and Sunday, losing to the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in baseball. A.J. Hinch, in all fairness, was kind of playing some things out in the pitching rotation. Didn't have a starter for either one of the games. Brought in the bullpen, tried to do a opener and then bullpen type of games. Basically losing, getting shut out on Saturday, losing 9-5 yesterday. Kind of made it close in the seventh inning. Terry Carpenter hit a grand slam, making it 5-4. But then the bullpen just, I don't know what's wrong with Montero, man. He just had a horrible game. Gave up four runs. They ended up losing 9-5. As a result, they are already in Houston, Texas. Had they won out, they would have played the Baltimore Orioles, a team they're kind of familiar with. They just played them back-to-back three-game series here a couple weeks ago. Well, now they're going to go play Houston Astros down in Texas for three games. All three games will be in Texas. Justin Verlander, others going to be part of that game, have not seen this team, the Young Tigers, I call them. The old Tigers, they played them back in May. Houston won, but they haven't seen the young guns, the Young Tigers. So it's going to be very interesting. We've got the Detroit Lions tonight on Monday Night Football hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Hopefully that game will go well. Then tomorrow, Tuesday night, we have the vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance against Tim Walz. That's going to be at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. So, got to watch the debate. maybe record the baseball game. Maybe I'll record the debate after the baseball game and then watch it. Not really sure what I'm going to do just yet. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. The campaign is official. Absentee ballots are in the mail. People are receiving them. If you haven't received yours yet, I've gotten very few people. They've texted me AVB for absentee voter ballot. Got mine and the county they live in. So if you get yours, please do that. Text me AVB, got mine, and what county. We'll start announcing those counties as they start coming in. We expect Antrim County, probably our county, going out in the mail today. Should get them perhaps tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday. So pretty excited. Got some things to talk about today. We're going to have Lance Griffin on in the second half hour of hour number one. They've got a new get out the vote effort. Christian conservatives. Going to be talking about that with Lance at 9:35. You want to stay tuned. He's got a website set up. Do your neighbors vote? We'll find out. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one, getting off to a good start. One of the things I think that we are looking at is the fact that we are in a political process this year as we start getting absentee ballots. People are talking about campaigns. We have a vice presidential debate tomorrow night. We also have to look at Lansing and Washington, D.C. as to what they're doing to take care of our basic needs, things that we really truly need here in the state of Michigan. The United States federal government approves billions of dollars in aid to restart a Michigan nuclear power plant. No one has ever restarted an American nuclear reactor that was seemingly closed for good. But with electricity demand spiking, interest is growing. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer had sought money from the Energy Department wanting to get some money to reopen the shuttered nuclear plant here in Michigan. Early this morning, the Energy Department said that it had finalized a $1.52 billion with a B dollar loan guarantee to help a company restart a shuttered nuclear power plant. The latest signs of rising government's support for nuclear power. Two rural electricity providers that plan to buy the power from the reactor also received $1.3 billion in federal grants under a program approved by Congress to help rural communities tackle climate change. The moves will now help Holtec International reopen the Palisades nuclear power plant in Covert Township, Michigan, which ceased operating back in 2022, just 2 years ago. The company plans to inspect and refurbish the plant's reactor and are going to seek regulatory approval to restart the plant basically a year from right now. Early October of 2025. After years of stagnation, America's nuclear industry is seeing a resurgence of interest. Both Congress and the Biden-Harris administration have offered billions of dollars in subsidies to prevent older nuclear power plants from closing and to actually build new reactors. Despite concerns about high energy costs and, high construction costs and hazardous waste, nuclear power plants can generate electricity at all hours without emitting greenhouse gases that are heating the planet. This according to the New York Times story. David Turk, the Deputy Secretary of Energy, said he expected U.S. electricity demand would grow by 15% over the next few years, driven by an increase in electric vehicles, a boom in battery and solar factories, as well as a surge of new data centers for artificial intelligence. We talked about that on Friday. This means that the nation will need new low-carbon sources of power that could run 24/7 that would supplement wood and solar plants. Turk went on to say, it's been incredible to see new nuclear power plants becoming part of the conversation in a way that wasn't happening before. The company, Holtec, acquired the Palisades nuclear plant back in 2022 with plans to dismantle it, but later campaigned to reopen the plant with the backing of who? Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, a Democrat. No company has ever revived a U.S. reactor that was seemingly closed for good. Well, that's going to change. In Pennsylvania, Constellation Energy Corporation recently announced that it planned to restart the dormant Three Mile Island nuclear power plant by 2027. After striking a deal to sell electricity to Microsoft, which needs power for its fast-growing fleet of data centers. You remember, Three Mile Island was the site of the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history when one of its plants, two reactors, partially melted down back in 1979. The other undamaged reactor closed 5 years ago for economic reasons. Just 5 years ago, back in 2019. The story goes on to say, it's not easy to open a nuclear power plant that has been mothballed for years. Workers have to check for corrosion and decay and replace old turbines and other parts. A restart needs the approval from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which oversees the reactor's safety. Holtec had faced hurdles earlier this month. Federal regulators said a large number of steam generator tubes at Palisades required further inspection and potential repair. Patrick O'Brien, spokesperson of the company, said they are expected that complications will arise, but yet they are confident they'll be able to reopen the plant next year. Well, what do the environmentalists have to say? The Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club has called the effort to reopen Palisades foolhardy and costly. And it said it would be better, faster, and cheaper to build renewable sources like wind and solar. Yet many see the plant as being indispensable. Two nonprofit electricity providers have signed on to long-term deals to buy power from the power plant, which has the capacity to generate 800 megawatts. That's basically enough power, folks, to power 700,000 homes. One of the co-ops is Wolverine, operates right here in northern Michigan. They serve 280,000 rural homes and businesses in western Michigan. Wolverine is aiming to eliminate its carbon dioxide emissions by 2030, actually a decade earlier than Michigan's statewide goal of 2040, and says it needs nuclear power to backstop its wind and solar farms. Wolverine Chief's executive Eric Baker said the restart of Palisades offers a practical long-term solution to electric reliability in our state. Now, just to stop for a second on this story, back the bus up a little bit. If you go back and listen to the stories that we read on this show a few months ago, actually earlier this year, when they passed the Clean Energy Act of 2040 a year ago in 2023, even though they never said it, it was always in the fine print. Solar panel farms, wind turbines, and nuclear power, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer at the time. She's always had on her list that nuclear power would be part of this clean energy process. Well, she's gone to Washington, D.C. to sell it and to get funding for it. Other bureaucratic agencies, the departments that Whitmer's gone to, the Department of Agriculture, they said they'll provide $650 million of a grant to Wolverine to help defray one quarter of the cost of the purchase energy agreement. The agency would also provide $675 million to Hoosier Energy, a nonprofit electricity provider in Indiana and Illinois that also plans to buy power from Palisades. The funds would also help Hoosiers build two solar power plants. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Tori Small said, even as rural people grow our food, our fiber, our fuel, they end up having to pay more for electricity that it takes to do so. And this is just one of the ways we're working to address that challenge for our producers. Another dormant nuclear power plant in the United States could plausibly be restarted is the Duane Arnold plant in Iowa. Other reactors that recently shut down are also being dismantled. Some companies hope to build a new generation of nuclear power plants, though that is expected to be a lot more expensive and time-consuming than restarting shuttered plants. One advanced reactor being backed, paid for by Bill Gates, is currently under construction in Wyoming. Holtec also suggested that they may build two smaller reactors at Palisades site starting in 2030. Additional electricity generated there would be directly sold to co-ops in Michigan. The Energy Department, which has given billions of dollars by Congress to finance new energy projects, said it is in the process of reviewing $65 billion in loan grant requests from companies looking to build reactors. However, none have been approved yet. Pretty interesting. The fact that Governor Gretchen Whitmer solicited Washington, D.C. for these funds and they have responded obviously proves that she wants nuclear power back in Michigan. So we'll see how that goes. We'll be following that story. But again, October 2025 is when the power plant is the goal to get it back open, generating electricity. And pretty interesting that Wolverine, one of the energy co-ops here in northern Michigan, is offering to purchase the electricity generated by it. Now, one thing you have to understand, nuclear power, a lot cheaper to produce than wind and solar. You're going to get a lot cheaper electricity doing it that way. Will they pass the savings on to the consumers, the end users? The residential homes, small businesses, we'll have to wait and see. But it's going to be